WFP spokesperson in South Sudan, George Homian, said his colleague was abducted by 8 armed men wearing plain clothes.
We have not heard from our colleague for more than 24 hours, and we are extremely concerned about his well-being. WFP demands that his captors release this staff member unharmed.
Homian said the South Sudan government and security forces should respect the fact that aid workers have nothing to do with the ongoing conflict.
Just to note that WFP calls on all parties to recognize and respect the impartiality, neutrality and independence of humanitarian workers who are delivering life-saving assistance to millions of people in need here in South Sudan.
Upper Nile State Information Minister Peter Huthkoch said the government is working to determine his location.
There has been a meeting since this morning, and the government and the UN World Food Program are working hand in hand in order to find whereabouts that person is.
Quach insists both civilian and military officials in Upper Nile have intensified their search for the UN employee, but they still have no information regarding his whereabouts. Meanwhile, the spokesperson for the United Nations mission in South Sudan released a statement today condemning Dieng's abduction and the abduction of the 3 UNMISS contractors at the Malakal airfield a week ago. UNMISS spokesperson Joe Contreras said the 3 were seized by an identified armed group of 15 to 20 men in uniformed and civilian clothes and driven away in a pickup truck, the statement said the next day. 2 of the 3 workers were released. The said worker is still missing. The statement also reminded the South Sudan government that under the status of the force agreement, it is responsible to protect UNMISS personnel, irrespective of the identity of the abductors. For BOA News, I'm Jacob Achek in Juba.